On the show today, we have Finastra's very own Mitch Lucas talking about the role of financial institutions in healthcare lending during this COVID-19 crisis. So check it out. Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Mitch Lucas from Finastra. Mitch, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Mike.
Good, good. And we're all safe and happy and healthy so far. So doing the best we can?
Yes, we are.
Indeed. That's all we can ask for sure. Hey, the topic at hand here is the role of financial institutions in healthcare lending amid this COVID-19 crisis that we're all stuck in right now. So, I mean, and that's kind of my initial question is, what is the role of financial institutions? What is the role of a bank or a credit union in healthcare lending at this time?
Well, I imagine we'll get into some of the details, but I like to think of it as really peace of mind. We, as financial institutions, help facilitate all kinds of activities in people's lives. This is just another example of how we are helping individuals and businesses in this time of quite challenging healthcare and personal issues that we're all having to go through. Yeah. I don't know about you, but you know, being a remote worker all of a sudden, when I'm such a social being and want to have time with my team, it's a big change. So it plays out.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. And the next question I have for you is, like, how can fintechs assist banks and credit unions with healthcare providers and patients with healthcare lending today? So what's the role of the fintech today? And if you have any examples, that'd be great as well.
Great. So the idea of patient lending or healthcare lending is you or I have made a transformation, like many Americans, to a high deductible health plan. And liquidity for any one of us can be a bit of a challenge. I think there's something like a stat that 40% of the United States citizens can't afford an emergency $400 bill.
Yeah, I heard that.
If you have any sort of healthcare challenge today, $400 doesn't probably get you very far. Mm-hmm. How might you bring that peace of mind, as I sort of mentioned at the top of the hour, how might you bring some peace of mind to the individuals who are showing up at a clinic or a hospital and need something right away? And how do you bring that peace of mind that it's going to be okay? They can focus in on their health issue or their health concern instead of the financial aspect. And this is kind of where patient lending comes in. The idea of fintechs helping is we're just like other businesses looking for friction in the system, and we're here to facilitate some of that removal. Mm-hmm. So that peace of mind can be brought to both the institution and to the borrower.
Indeed, indeed. And so, I mean, so what exactly does it look like? What is this? What is this lending? What is this kind of cooperation, so to speak? What does it look like?
Sure. So today, if I were to go in and get a healthcare activity performed, I probably would have either whipped out my checkbook, my debit card, or maybe my credit card, assuming I have the liquidity to handle any one of those challenges. Typically, most people are going to take out their credit card. Well, that requires a fairly healthy and substantial interest rate, or they're going to wait for the bill to show up. So the idea here is kind of a point of sale transaction where the healthcare system itself, rather than risk something like 55% of their losses going those deductibles being losses at the end of the day, to transform that into something that is more manageable for the patient. Mm-hmm. So it's a three-way relationship. You have the patient, you have the healthcare system who's facilitating that point of sale, and then you have the transfer of that payment stream over to a financial institution who buys it. Think sort of indirect card lending, yeah, but applied to the healthcare systems.
Yeah. Good example. Yeah, I like that a lot. So why is this important right now? I mean, I think this is the most obvious question here, but why is this so important right now? I mean, I guess, you know, seeing that we're all in this crisis right now. So what's the significance of it all right now?
Well, it's not just important today, but it was important, you know, a while back as we made this transformation to high deductible health plans. There is in the order of $80, $90 billion of shortfall between the cost of healthcare and these deductibles. And so our ability to support that difference through a healthcare or patient lending system is very valuable to the marketplace. Now, dial that forward today where we're all looking for additional healthcare activities as we try to deal with COVID, that adds another layer on top of that complexity and that worry, bothersome and the worriness that patients have. So again, back to peace of mind. How do we make it better for everybody to get the healthcare?
Oh, and in addition, Mitch, how are fintechs helping financial institutions meet the demands of the payment protection program loans? Because I think they just released the second round. So how are they helping out in this area?
Well, Finastra, like other fintechs, are helping support the application part and then, of course, the underwriting and processing part of those PPP transactions. Typically, though, the fintechs largely have been involved in that early phase just because everybody's now remote and you need to be able to have a digital experience around that. You know, we heard examples of banks having and credit unions having folks drive up through the drive-through and sign documents. That's not very good sort of customer interaction at this time. So there was a big push by us and others to develop these tools that were specific for the payment protection program. It's a great public policy. It helps push some money out into the system in a way that is a trusted source. Financial institutions have relationships with small business and they know their customers. And so it's a great way to sort of have a check and balance as opposed to just writing a check to everybody who has a tax return. So it's very helpful, but there's lots of work to do after that application. So fintechs are really helping with securing the funds through the eTrans system at the SBA, and then doing all of the hard work to create the loan package, if you will, all around that. And then we're going to go through another phase here in shortly about how to actually get forgiveness on a good part of that transaction money. So we're there, partners with the financial institutions really deliver on this great public program.
Yeah, I think it's a huge help because I've heard story after story of, from both banks and credit unions of just the challenges they've encountered. I mean, some didn't even get in on the first round. I'm like, oh my gosh. And I just heard that the second round may not even be enough. So
Yeah, I think the second tranche is not going to be enough. I think we're in for a third.
Yeah.
It's a great opportunity to really change up how you are delivering financial services.
No doubt.
Fintechs are helping on that.
Yeah, exactly. And it may change things forever too. So good that you guys are right there in the mix helping everybody out. So appreciate that. Good stuff. Yep.
Thank you.
Indeed. And so what does this process look like? I mean, is it a pretty seamless process or is there lots of moving parts here? Or what's the process look like for everybody?
So I would describe it in two steps. One is how do you get as a credit union or a community banker, how do you get this established? And then once you have it established, what does it look like? So you typically have a healthcare system or like your community hospital or a clinic of size who has a need for this. And they typically will have some relationship with a commercial entity like a credit union, member business loans, or a community banker. And they facilitate this relationship very similar to that indirect car lending I described. These referrals in through the healthcare system and a fintech in this case. Now, once it's established, it looks a lot like this. I'm asked to take care of the balance, the difference on my deductible. The healthcare system might call me afterwards. Any one of those scenarios might apply. They actually facilitate the transaction and then it is sold to the community bank or credit union behind the scenes, and they take on the servicing. It's really a win-win-win for everybody, and a credit union will have a great source of new customers also as part of it.
Yeah, indeed. And what are the goals here? What do you guys want to achieve here? Obviously, you want to help people out and obviously make the whole system simpler, easier to use, but are there any other goals that you guys have in mind here?
Well, as really Finastra and the products I work on, our goal is to take all the challenges of public policy, whether it be the state of Delaware or the federal government, and transform that into systemic solutions. So our goal is to remove some of that friction and that challenge so that people can thrive and do better. And really, our goal with this program is to help support the marketplace and remove that friction and help facilitate all of that people need in their lives.
Indeed. Yeah. Removing that friction is so important these days for everybody, no matter who you are. Good stuff. Anything else here to wrap up here, Mitch? Any final words of wisdom here?
No, I appreciate the chance to talk to you all today and have a great time.
Oh, thank you very much, Mitch. Appreciate it. Well done, sir. Good job.